And here is one of the most popular pieces in the gallery, the Duality of McDouble.
It's so powerful. Can you feel the cheese melting into the patties, creating synergy, capturing the essence of McDouble?
Yes. Okay, no, but I am hungry.
Perfecto.
Whatever your taste is, it's delicious. Get two classic McDouble burgers right now for just $3 on the $1, $2, $3 menu. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome. It's the Matt Sager Podcast, Valentine's Day Eve, Wednesday, February 13th, 2019. And no, I will not be your Valentine. Well, maybe. Get in touch with me. I'll give out all my contact info at the end of the show, and if you make a convincing enough pitch, it's possible I'll consider being your Valentine, but I am currently spoken for. Not in any major, major way, but I'm just trying to say I do have plans for tomorrow. Hope you do as well, and that it's a great Valentine's Day for you. And this is news that we've all been clamoring for ever since at least November 8th, when I recorded an episode of this podcast titled Tread Lightly. Now, Bryan Cranston does it better. How do you do it?
Tread lightly.
There it is. Because at the time, rumors and speculation had finally been confirmed regarding a movie script that was in production at the Albuquerque Film Office under the working title of Greenbrier. And speculation led to investigation. Boy, I sound like Trump.
You cannot have legislation and also have investigation.
No, but investigation did lead to some digging up of facts, and it's true. Greenbrier, this mysterious Vince Gilligan-helmed movie in production in Albuquerque, is indeed a Breaking Bad movie. Not only is that true, but just about every tidbit of rumor and sort of extrapolation from what facts were available, which were very few, but I and many news sites propagated the theory that this was not going to involve Bryan Cranston possibly at all. But in any case, what it really would be about would be the continuing adventures of Jesse Pinkman after his, I don't want to spoil anything if, God forbid, you haven't watched all of Breaking Bad by now. To which I say, what are you waiting for? It's an unbelievable piece of television. It's a masterpiece, a modern masterpiece. I dare say it eclipses even, oh, don't strike me down, Lord, The Wire. It is just amazing. And Gilligan, the show's creator, will not only be writing, but also directing this movie, which still doesn't have an official title. It's still in production officially as Greenbrier. But a whole bunch of info was dumped about it today. The news began to spread on Deadline, as fresh Hollywood news tends to, and has since been extrapolated a little bit and expounded upon via The Hollywood Reporter. Their headline, Breaking Bad movie is a sequel starring Aaron Paul and will air on AMC and Netflix. Now, here's where it gets really intense. Not that this entire story is not intense and very exciting, but this is very interesting. Bit of a change from the TV show in terms of how it's going to be distributed. You know, when I first broke the news, nobody knew, myself included, whether this Breaking Bad movie was going to debut on AMC or on another streaming service like Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, or some combination of those, and or perhaps even a cinematic theatrical release. The deal as of now is that in a reversal of especially the final season of Breaking Bad and the way it was distributed, in which each new episode would, of course, premiere on AMC, and this was true at least for the second half of season 5, those 8 amazing last episodes, that it would then, within a day or so, pop up and be available for you on Netflix. This time around, Netflix is king or queen, but Netflix gets first rights to the Breaking Bad movie, which is not clear yet whether it's going to be a single film, a trilogy of full-length films like what's going on at AMC and The Walking Dead, or a serialized film that sort of plays out in little 60-minute TV-style episodes. None of that is known. What is known is that it will debut on Netflix after a certain amount of time has passed. My guess would be no more than a day or two, just like a sort of reversal, as I said, of the way season 5 was distributed. My guess is within a day or two, AMC will then have either episodes, if it is an episodic release, or the full movie or movies. But as I alluded to earlier, while being careful to not spoil it in any way, so it's safe for you to listen, but suffice it to say that during the Breaking Bad finale, during the final minutes, Jesse Pinkman makes an exit that is very memorable, one that suggests a future of almost infinite possibilities after going through what is clearly, easily, the worst time of his life. Without going into greater detail, it's not as though Jesse Pinkman had a charmed life or charmed existence and then suddenly things went south for him. Things were always bad. Things were always tough. I mean, his very presence on the show was predicated on the fact that he had only a few skills in life and very few people supporting him. And as a result, he was both successful at crime and was easily exploitable by people like Walter White, played by Bryan Cranston, who, by the way, way back in November when this news broke, Cranston made an appearance on The Dan Patrick Show, which this appearance had a lot to do with why those early reports all assumed, rightly so as it turns out, that Jesse Pinkman's future adventures are going to be the focus of the Breaking Bad movie. And if you listen to the clip, you'll understand why.
Is there going to be a movie version of Breaking Bad?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question, Dan.
Is there going to be?
Yes, there appears to be a movie version of Breaking Bad, but I honestly have not even read the script. So
have you gotten the script?
Tell you, I have not gotten the script.
Okay,
I have not read the script. And so there's question whether or not we would even see Walter White in this movie. Oh, think about that one.
All right. And so uproarious laughter continues, sort of never ending, just laughing back and forth. Although Cranston did have some more to say. Specifically, he said, quote, "It's a great story, and there are a lot of people who felt that they wanted to see some kind of completion to some of these storylines that were left open in the series finale. This idea," he says, "from what I'm told, gets into those. At least a couple of the characters on the show did not have complete arcs as far as their journey." He then says, "I don't know if there's an appearance, flashbacks, flash forwards, but I'm excited about it because it's Breaking Bad, and that was the greatest professional period of my life, and I can't wait to see all those people again, even if I just come by to visit." So he's dropping hint after hint after hint that any appearance by the great Heisenberg and the amazing Bryan Cranston. And it's a very easy statement to say that Cranston is one of the greatest working actors alive today. And that is demonstrably true. I almost said he's the greatest, but, you know, what does that say about the many incredible actors who worked with him and who will appear in this as yet unconfirmed named movie? It's a stellar, amazing cast, of which Bryan Cranston was a leading light. And now it's Aaron Paul, who, after all, did win 3 Emmys for his work on Breaking Bad. He's no small potatoes at all. He's going to be the focus, and it's true. As the series wound down, not only did his character, Jesse Pinkman, become infinitely more interesting episode by episode as he developed his moral center, in stark contrast to Cranston's Heisenberg and the awful people that he was working with that made Gus Fring look like a Boy Scout leader. Jesse is becoming an adult, he's becoming responsible, he's looking for love, and everything that is pure and good in his life, it's just tragic to watch. Watch him have faith in people, believe in people, try to do the right thing, and the harder he tries, and the more kind-hearted he grows, the more awful his life becomes. He's essentially being punished for even considering making a better life for himself, contributing to society, helping people. The further down that path he travels or tries to travel, the more the rug gets yanked out from under him, his past decisions come back to haunt him, and the people in his life, like Heisenberg, who, I remind you, he was the protagonist of Breaking Bad, but he was not the good guy. He was among the many villains, one of the top, if not the chief villain. Anti-hero stopped applying very early on in that show. I would argue as early as episode 2, season 1. Jesse, on the other hand, began as a bit of a scumbag, and as Cranston devolved, as his morals decayed and his ego grew, Jesse was becoming more humble, seeking to do more good, get more of the things from life that Cranston's Heisenberg had walked away from in the form of family and love and a positive role in the world. This idea that all this dirty work he'd done would allow him a clean break. And again, according to that final episode in that last scene of the Breaking Bad finale, his future appears wide open, but his most recent past is, I don't know what the next step is above or below tragic, but horrifying. So taking into account all the good he's done, all the good he's tried to do, the mistakes of his past, and a period spent in what I could only call like a layer of hell. It surpassed torture of any kind that you would think of. It was monstrous what he went through. And it remains unknown what the next steps for him are. You know, can he really be good? Can he contribute to the world? Is he going to take the consequences that, again, I'm trying very hard not to spoil anything here, but will he bear those consequences that Heisenberg appeared to have escaped in his own way? Or was he simply driven mad, not only by the events of the entire series Breaking Bad, but in particular, what his life was like for those final 8 episodes? It's all pure speculation, but it does seem that out of all the characters on that show, the one with the biggest question mark about where he was going as he drove off into, not the sunset, but into the dark, screaming and laughing, what his destination was, what his next set of plans are going to be, and will they, either in flashback or, God forbid, in real life present time, involve Heisenberg, Saul Goodman, aka Jimmy McGill, aka Gene, the manager of a Cinnabon. It does seem, based on some of those sound bites from Bryan Cranston, not the stuff I played, in which he describes having not received a script. And then, of course, the chorus of laughing like a madman between Cranston and host Dan Patrick. But the idea that he doesn't have a script, but he does sort of have an idea that people want to see the continuing adventures of Jesse, and maybe he'll be blessed to reunite with the cast and crew that he loved so much. Vince Gilligan, who Cranston called a genius, and said, obviously, of course, if Gilligan's involved, then I'm involved. He's a genius. I'll go wherever he goes. Absolutely. Happily. So this is the first major development out of a Vince Gilligan 3-year overall deal that he signed with Sony TV in July of 2018. It is rumored, it's speculated by experts and those who claim to be in the know, that this deal netted him $50 million. And of course, Sony will easily make that back the minute you start seeing any kind of promotional material for this Breaking Bad movie. And of course, when it airs, they'll make it back very easily. The question then, what I'm already wondering, because I'm just a glutton, and as soon as you tell me that something good is coming my way, I go, oh, great. Now, what's the next good thing? So in line with that sort of neuroses of mine, my question is it only going to be one movie? And if so, can it be a 9-hour long movie broken up into 3 parts? Listen, I love Better Call Saul. It is the best show on TV, and I honestly think it is on par with Breaking Bad now. But I do miss Breaking Bad. I certainly miss the amazing performances turned in week after week by Cranston, Paul, Anna Gunn, RJ Mitty, the entire brilliant cast, and an amazing set of writers and directors, including, I always feel like I ought to point this out because the guy gets so much hatred from Star Wars fans, that Rian Johnson was among the directors of Breaking Bad. I don't know that he did more than this one episode, but he directed one of the best episodes of that show, the episode Ozymandias. So that is one of the many reasons I tend to reflexively say when people talk about their hatred for Rian Johnson, I say, listen, you may not have loved The Last Jedi, that's fine, but I assure you, there is no question that Johnson is a very talented man. However, he is not going to be directing these films. The director is going to be Gilligan, who's also writing. And so I cannot wait to go back to Albuquerque. And honestly, I've rewatched Breaking Bad a number of times, as I'm sure many of you have as well. Don't you find yourself wondering from time to time, especially when you see Aaron Paul in like another show like The Path on Hulu, or if you listen to him doing voiceover as Todd on Netflix's BoJack Horseman? Every now and then, do you not like me go, wow, I wonder where Jesse went. I wonder where he is now. I wonder what happened to him. Because although Heisenberg had a very definitive, I mean, there are those with conspiracy theories saying, oh, no, that's not how it really ended. It really ended off camera in a totally different way. It appears as though Heisenberg had a very definitive ending. Jesse's departure from Breaking Bad was anything but definitive. It was just a huge question mark. What has he been through? How did he handle it? And where is he going? And how's it going to work out for him? And I cannot wait to find out. I expect that, just like today, where we found out that our suspicions were confirmed and this movie was going to be the continuing adventures or misadventures of Jesse Pinkman, that as we get closer to the release date, of which that hasn't even been discussed yet, but as it ramps up production and as we draw nearer to an eventual release date, which I hope will be at least in 2019, I expect many more data dumps like this with more little tidbits about what to expect, while withholding a lot of substantive stuff, anything that could be perceived as a spoiler, I believe and I certainly hope will be kept from us. That's certainly what I expect from Vince Gilligan and all the creative minds of Breaking Bad. And I'm so excited that that show, the story is not over yet. Now it's just a matter of waiting. Waiting to find out more about the movie, and of course, waiting for its ultimate release. So thank you very much, as always, for listening to the Matt Sager Podcast. And by all means, do get in touch with me. You can ask me what's in my box, suggest stories, etc. You can email me, matt@mattsager.com, or call me, 646-535-4788. And of course, I'm on social media. On Twitter, I'm @MattSager. On Instagram, I'm RealMattSager. And on Facebook, I am TheMattSager. I've also got a couple of pages on Facebook. My voiceover page is Matt Sager VO, and this podcast page is Matt Sager Podcast. Also, check out the links in the description for tonight's episode for links to my Patreon, patreon.com/MattSager, and my merch store for my friends at wehavemerch.com, where you can get Matt Sager Podcast t-shirts, hoodies, coffee mugs, and stickers. As for the rest, my voiceover reels, contact information, articles, blog posts, and even archived back episodes of this very podcast. You can find all that at mattsagervoiceover.com.
Springtime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
Did you know there were over 1 million bubbles in a glass of champagne? Did someone say brunch?
Leave the egg hunting to the kids. We'll have even more fine hunting for your brilliant brunch, Riesling.
Ham's sweet and salty richness pairs perfectly with sweeter wines with bold fruit.
How about a juicy Pinot Noir? Whether you're hosting or just bringing the wine, we love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection this spring at Total Wine & More. Cheers! Springtime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
Every bunny loves honey glazed carrots, a great side dish for your springtime celebration, and a delicious compliment to a sweet, bright Moscato.
Wine is made in virtually every country in the world, and I'm ready to give you a tour to find the right one.
Serving lamb this season? Try it with a bold Cabernet from the trendy Paso Robles region.
Whether you're hosting or just bringing the wine, we love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection this spring at Total Wine & More. Cheers!